Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day.
Oh, that reminds me. I forgot to mention that yesterday. Was that yesterday that you told me that? The voice? I didn't mention that in yesterday's show. How did I forget to do that? Remember the controversy over The Voice where they altered the words to "Will the Circle Be Unbroken" to exclude Lord? Jason said this year it sounded like a revival meeting. There was Christ the Lord, there was Lord, there was religious theme all over the place. Well, it's Christmas music. Do you think that was probably planned anyway, or was it in response to the backlash they got from taking the word Lord out of a hymn? You think it was probably planned? Yeah, I would say so too. But doesn't that make their decision all the dumber then? Well, if you're planning one the next week, what the heck? It just doesn't make any sense. All right, I want to do something here that we haven't done in a while. I'm going to have you call Jason off the air, and he's going to ask you a question. And you either know the answer or you don't. I do this because if I do it on the air, then it's just done. We don't have enough lines to effectively do this on the air. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'm looking for about 10 people. And after 10:45, I'll tell you what's going on here. Call Jason. He will ask you a question off the air and either give him the answer and say, I have no idea. One of the two. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I do this because I have a feeling almost nobody's going to know the answer to this. And if I did it on the air, you could Google it or whatever. It wouldn't work out. It just would be one of those things where it just simply it wouldn't work out. While Jason is doing that, I want to get to something else that I have talked about on the show. That is the so-called knockout game. I find this phenomenon fascinating, and by phenomenon, I don't just mean that largely blacks are attacking largely whites for sport and posting it to YouTube. I do find that fascinating. What I also find fascinating is the abject denial by the mainstream media that this is happening and that it's happening in larger numbers. One writer called Sean Hannity a knockout game birther, or truther, rather, excuse me, truther. Now, all on the left admit something. They admit, and in the media and on the left, they admit that the game is real. But what they argue is it's not growing. It's just getting noticed now because it's happening on YouTube and that the game has been around for years. I argue that they're wrong, that the game is growing because of YouTube. Not just the perception of growth, but the actual growth is happening because there is this pathology out there where people want to be famous and they see the attention now. And I'll admit that the media might be fueling this a bit. I'm not going to deny that. But they see the media coverage of the YouTube videos. Oh, well, we can do that. And maybe it is a self-feeding thing where it's growing, but it is growing. And the mainstream media and most liberals, not Al Sharpton though, but most in the black leadership, want to deny it. It is just stunning to me. Now, there have been incidents of this in Milwaukee, and something pretty interesting happened this week. Milwaukee police, in fact, are warning people to be careful for a possible knockout game attack. This is exactly the thing that black leadership, the left, and the mainstream media don't want to happen. They argue that you're just going to make people unnecessarily afraid of young black men by warning them to be careful for a random attack. And there was someone on Sean Hannity's show yesterday, and this is what you're hearing over and over. Well, a majority of young black men aren't doing this. Nobody's disputing that. I'm not. Nobody's disputing, that this is a very small majority. All right, we have the 10 callers that I was looking for Jason. We have the 10. A very small minority, I think I said majority, very small minority of black men who are doing this. Nobody disputes that. But they're there, and they're doing it, and they're growing. It's, you can deny that all you want, but it's real. And I find it interesting that in Milwaukee, they have finally said, yeah, be careful. The so-called point-em-out, knock-em-out game incidents are not a game, but in fact are crimes, said Milwaukee Police Department spokesman Lieutenant Mark Stanmeier. I agree, and we should stop calling it a game. What he said, what he went on to say is, inattentive lone pedestrians are the preferred targets for street crimes of any kind, and he urged people to remain alert and aware of their surroundings at all times. This is exactly what the mainstream media and the left wanted to avoid. Well, you're warning people to be afraid of black people. No, not all black people. Not all black people. But this is what you have to deal with. Some in the black population are doing this. Here's the problem. It is almost entirely blacks. I don't know of any incident where it isn't. It's almost entirely blacks. And these days, and apparently this wasn't true when this trend began, the victims are almost always white. So if you're white and you see a group of young black men in a large city today, I'm sorry, you're not being racist if you're cautious, if your radar is up, because you don't know. Well, that's not fair because, I'm sorry, it is fair because the perpetrators are almost exclusively black. That doesn't mean that all blacks are doing this or even a lot. I'm not saying that. Again, I don't know that anybody is. But common sense tells you that you have a crime trend where, to everybody's knowledge, all the perpetrators are black, and or most of them, and all of the victims, or most of them, are white. In the case of New York, often Jewish. I'm sorry. You should use caution. As for the denial by the media and others, if the trend were reversed, if this were roving bands, and that's, okay, that is an overstatement. If there were random groups of young white men who were attacking blacks, do you think the media would be in denial about this? Do you think they would be trying to minimize this? Do you think they would try to call it a myth? Do you think this would be a myth? Caller asks Jason, what if someone is concealed carrying and shoots one of those kids? You know what's going to happen, right? That person's going to be immediately vilified. Now, here is the danger. Someone concealed carry overreacting. And you do have to be careful about that. But people should be alert. That doesn't mean they should be on edge. There is a difference. But you should be alert. Jason says you should always be alert. More so than usual. If you're in a given area where, again, not just with the population, but being in a public place where maybe you're not all that familiar or you're by yourself and so on. But I'm telling you right now, if the story out there were a group of white kids beating up black adults, this would be handled much, much, much differently right now, because the media template is, when there is black-white conflict, black always good, white always bad. They can't get past that. That's why black racism has gotten a complete pass in the last 30 to 40 years in the mainstream media. It is beyond their belief system that it can exist. And the argument they use, well, blacks don't have the power. All the power you need for racism in this case is to be stronger and bigger than the person you're hitting. That's all the power you need. That's it. You don't need the power of society. You don't need the power of the levers of government. You don't need that. All you need is more physical strength than the person upon which you want to perpetrate the racism. That's it. It's 10:45.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.